Does this mean? Of course it does.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, good morning.
How are you? You good?
Very well, my friend, very well. So, what is the latest in your line of business in terms of your place? I was thinking about you in McNeans, and I know it's just going to sound ridiculous, but like Christmas is only around the corner.
It's unbelievable.
Do you have, honestly, would you have orders in already for people booking tables? Oh, or yeah. Am I making this?
No, we would. And, you know, we made a couple of big calls, Marty. I'd love to share this with you just from a business point of view for our staff. We're going to close 2 weeks at Christmas and New Year. So we're going to close from the 18th to the 6th of January. We've started just opening from a Tuesday to Saturday. So we're closed on the lunch and Sunday night. So to give our staff a family day off. I mean, COVID has changed everything, as we both know, and yes, we said that before. But we feel that we have, thank God, a very consistent business. People definitely would book, if not 6 months, a year ahead. One thing that I've noticed this year, and in the last probably 6 months, a lot more cancellations every day, and then the fill-in. So there's lots of last-minute bookings if they want to come in for dinner or for to stay over. But we made a big decision that we're not doing two sittings, we do one sitting. So we do 62, and staff are definitely happier. And they're your biggest investment. You have to think of them. You know, our customers are happy, and the feedback is
oh, that's
excellent.
Terrific.
So we're delighted, thank God, Martin, to be honest with you. So, as you said, Christmas round the corner.
We didn't plan this. It was just, it was just on my mind. I wondered.
I know that. September. Thank you. Well, you always do.
I know how difficult it is at times to get in to McNean. So here we go.
We'll always get you in, my friend. We're going to do soups, something lovely and comforting.
Yeah.
And something that you can enjoy any time of the year, which is lovely. We're going to do a potato leek and bacon soup, which I really, really like. And it's something that I make regularly at home. Sweet potato soup with ginger and coconut. So two very different... Yeah. The boat of potatoes is actually interesting. I didn't do that intentionally. Right. One is the sweet potato, one is your regular potato. So we'll talk about the good humble leek. It's one of the most beautiful, versatile vegetables. I remember my mother... She used to do this recipe with the leeks. So she'd get the leeks, she'd cut them in half, she'd cover them with white sauce, breadcrumbs, bake them off in the oven. It was like a cauliflower morning, but it was done with leeks.
But it sounds lovely.
I know, it was lovely. And then she'd put in some walnuts, a little bit of smoked bacon. It was so good.
She was very adventurous.
Ah, she was. Do you know what? She used to do ratatouille as a vegetable on a Sunday lunch, and she used to do deep fried aubergines. You know, I mean, I wouldn't have known what an aubergine was when I was very young.
Yeah.
So she was very creative.
She certainly was, wasn't she?
She was ahead of her time.
Yeah. She's starving now.
Yeah. So this is actually a variation of one of her recipes.
Right.
It is. So it's a very, very simple soup. And there's a lovely story to leeks that I just want to share with your listeners that I heard a few years ago. So when babies are weaning, and the first thing that they do in France, what I'm told, is that they give them a lovely potato and leek soup. Probably no bacon in it. So it's one of their first flavours. Leek and potato soup. So when they're weaning, after 6 months, when your baby is coming to the first solid food in France, what they do is give them a leek and potato soup. I thought it was a lovely story.
Yeah.
I thought it was a lovely thing to. So it's just potatoes, leeks, probably there's no bacon in their recipe.
And do we know why?
I don't know. It's just a tradition or what. A good question.
And they take to it, obviously.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
They obviously know.
But isn't it a lovely thing to think of that? You know.
It's a lovely idea.
So this is a really simple recipe that can be made ahead and frozen, both of these recipes. So rapeseed oil.
Yeah.
Into a saucepan. Onion finely chopped or sliced, it doesn't matter. Couple of potatoes cut into nice big cubes, because that's where you want a little bit of texture,
sure.
Marty. Smoked bacon lardons. I love that fancy name, lardons. You know what a lardon is, don't you?
It's good. It's a cube, yeah, that's right. A little bit of bacon.
That's it.
And
I love the smokiness, so I love that in the soup. Some leeks trimmed and finely chopped. And please use the white and the green of the leeks, because there's so much flavour.
Are you able to not take one of those lardons as you're cooking? Are you able to not nibble in them?
He knows me too.
I'd
well.
Say you're nibbling.
I love that. So you cook all that off in the bottom of the pot, saucepan, a little bit of fresh thyme, which is delicious in this. And funny enough, in this recipe, there's no flour, so it's gluten-free. It's perfect, so it is. It's
lovely.
Absolutely gorgeous. Because what thickens the soup, I should say, this is the potato. So Marty, vegetable or chicken stock, and if you want this vegetarian, you leave out the bacon, you use vegetable stock, and away you go.
Yeah.
So you let that cook out, and then with your stock, you add that in, and you add in 100 ml of milk. Now, if I do that and I'm treating myself, I add a little splash of cream. You know me and the cream.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's gorgeous. And then all you do is literally, you can blend that up if you want it. You can serve it. So you can do a rustic soup that's very rustic, or you can do a blended soup, which is known as a velouté. Say it, Marty.
A velouté.
A velouté. How posh.
I'll write that down. A-V-A-V-L-O-U-T-E. O-U-T-E.
Yeah, that's it. Good one. Jeez, I'll tell you. Gee. You're a natural.
Is that a grave accent? Is that a grave accent they call that? Is it in France?
I love it. So,
Avalute.
I know in the recipe it said this soup is chilled and what they might do during the warm summer, but I've never had it chilled, truthfully. It's lovely, just comforting with brown bread, as you know. You're a little bit of butter. And what did you tell me a few weeks ago? Honey on the brown bread.
Absolutely. Oh,
I think that's brilliant. So, that's a lovely meal, lunch, a light supper if you wanted to, can be made ahead. We'll keep for about 4 to 5 days in your fridge and you can freeze it. So, remember that.
So, if I'm sitting in McNeil's, I'm looking for this, I could say, Nevin, can you make my avalute? That'd be good, isn't it?
I love it.
That'd be good.
Where's my
velouté,
sir?
That's right. I don't see any sign of my velouté. The only reason I've travelled.
Come here, it's far from a velouté. Me and you were raised.
I tell you.
Now, the next soup, are you happy with that one?
Yeah,
the,
I love
the first
it.
One?
It's gorgeous.
Sweet potato soup with ginger coconut. So this one's a little bit different.
Sweet potato soup with ginger and coconut.
There's a lot of interesting flavours in this, and we'll go through that in a moment. Sweet potatoes peeled. It's interesting. Whenever we use sweet potatoes in the cookery school, some people say, oh, I don't like those sweet potatoes. We put them into a curry, we make the soup, but then they like it. So I don't know what it is. I mean, I like sweet potatoes. I don't cook them every week, but I do like them. There's a lovely bit of sweetness there. And they're lovely in a soup. So onion finely chopped, a little bit of leek into this one, interesting. We're adding in some lemongrass, which you can get in the Asian supermarket, or every supermarket has it now.
Sure.
And then some red chilli, which is deseeded and finely chopped.
Isn't it cast away not that long ago, if you were looking for lemongrass? There's no way you'd find it in a supermarket.
Sure.
It's not that long ago.
Sure, when I was trained as a chef, I didn't know what lemongrass was.
Oh, there you go.
Like, it's incredible the way the Irish palate has changed, and what the food offering would in the supermarket.
But the fact that it's suddenly available in a supermarket.
True.
That's
it says a lot.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm jumping here a little bit, lemongrass is beautiful in a tea. So if you want a tea, you get lemongrass, root ginger with the skin on, chop them both, put them into a teapot, put a spoonful of one of your favourite ingredients, honey, boiling water and some mint. And it's one of the nicest things if you're feeling full and if you have a sore throat. It's really good for your throat.
Really?
Yeah, I often take it. Honestly, I often take it if I get a really cookie voice. Yeah. So anyway, sorry for sidetracking.
No.
Okay, let's go through that again. Sweet potatoes, which are peeled, cut into cubes, a little bit of rapeseed oil into the pot, onion, leek, lemongrass, and then we have chilli. And then root ginger, this is really important. Root ginger, that's the key for me into the flavouring of this soup. Root ginger, peel it, wrap it in cling film, and you can freeze it. So don't forget, because for so many of us, and I've done this often, you have it there and it kind of dries out after a few weeks. So
of course,
peel it, wrap it in cling film. Don't forget to take the cling film off before you use it. And then, Marty, we're going to put some chicken or vegetable stock into this. It can be either into this tomato puree, which we've taken it. Again, no flour, which I love. So these are both gluten-free. Coconut milk. Me and you have spoke about Thai Gold many times from Wexford. They
That's
have the
right.
best organic coconut milk and they're fabulous. So a full can of the coconut milk into that. You bring that to the boil, let that simmer. That's going to probably take about 20-25 minutes because the sweet potatoes definitely take longer than the regular potatoes, and it depends on the size you cut them. And then what we do is put them into the saucepan, blend it, finish it with some fresh basil. That's such a lovely soup. What I would do, Marty, before you blend it, remove the lemongrass, because that is kind of stringy. It's stringy.
Oh, yeah,
you get the flavour of it, but it's not the nicest ingredient to eat, in my opinion. That's just a personal thing. So just a tip for your listeners, make the soup, infuse it with the lemongrass, whip it out before you blend it. Trust me, you'll be thanking me, because that will get caught up in your blender.
Okay.
You know, your hand blender, a stick blender for either of these soups is perfect.
That's right.
So that's it. That will again keep for at least 5-6 days in the fridge. It can be frozen. It's a great lunch. It's a great supper, as we say, and the coconut milk is gorgeous. Love
it. It's a lovely idea. Lovely idea. We were away in Italy, as you know, some weeks ago, and I had ginger ice cream.
Nice.
I thought it was stunning.
Wow.
Everybody's looking at me like I had two heads on me. Ginger ice cream.
And just on its own or with anything?
Well, no, it was like vanilla ice cream, had ginger in it.
Lovely.
It was amazing. I'd never had anything like it before. But
that sounds beautiful.
Because anytime anybody I mentioned it to kind of made a face. But that was lovely because I had a spicy, tanged.
And a warm. I used to make a lemon and ginger ice cream years ago.
Excuse me.
Done it, served it with some roast bananas and maple syrup, and it was delicious, and pecan nuts. Yeah.
Mercy for now.
Yeah, it was really, really
That's
lovely.
Presley territory, that is. Give me that again. Wait now. Sorry. Ginger with lemon ice cream.
Yeah, so ginger and lemon ice cream. So you infuse what we call the creme anglaise. That's the base for the ice cream.
Yes.
And with the root ginger, you blend it, pass it through a sieve, and then you put it through your ice cream machine. And then roast some bananas with some maple syrup, and then finish it with some toasted pecans.
Good Lord.
See if the hot and the cold.
Yeah.
We'll have to make
that. That's amazing.
We'll have to make it that
because
sometime.
Because we found this. I'll just tell you the name of it. When you and I were over in Florence making the programme for the television. Perkino? Percano, is that what it is? Yeah, Percano.
I love it.
Why not? It's called, it's the translation, and it's the oldest. What do you call it?
Gelato.
Gelato. The oldest ice cream shop in Florence.
And how many had they in the ice cream? How many selections?
There must have been 50. And the queue outside the door.
That's always a good sign.
Yeah, always a good sign. And it was down.
So you're very adventurous.
And down the side street. Oh, someone. I mean, we were.
No, but I know.
You're called Patrizia. She's told us about it. We wouldn't know. Right. But it was fantastic.
But what I mean, you going into there and just ordering the ginger, like that's a flavour that a lot of people. Very interesting.
Yeah, again, it was something that I had never had before, so I will give that a go and see.
Brilliant. You know? And no alcohol involved.
No alcohol at all, which is not that unusual, incidentally. However, I don't know what we have with it. Ginger Rogers.
Ginger.
We can play with the Ginger Rogers. She's dancing, of course, but she's probably with Fred Astaire. That'll do. There's a link.
Wonderful.
Anyway, I'd love an ice cream now. Should we go for an ice cream?
It's a great story.
We go for an ice cream.
Come on.
Yeah, why not? By the way, all Nevin's recipes, as you know, are on the website, Marty in the Morning. They're there. And you can find out everything about the potato leek and bacon soup and the sweet potato soup with ginger and coconut. Who needs Fred when you have ginger?
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B equality standards, verified at every stage.